Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, the Bears grabbed Leonard Floyd in the first round, so now Ryan Pace and John Fox are looking ahead to day two of the draft, trying to go through different scenarios of what second and third round picks they think would be the best complement for Leonard Floyd. So, you know, let's go through a couple of these potential combo packs right now. I mean, you did a great article on Bears Wire for the first and second round combo picks a couple weeks ago, but now we know that the first round pick is in the books. You know, let's take a look at some of these potential second and third round picks that could be great complements. Let's start with the first one on the list, Derrick Henry, the running back from Alabama in the second round, and then Austin Johnson, the defensive lineman from Penn State in the third round. Phil, what would this combo do for the Chicago Bears, and what would they add to this team that they don't already have?
Well, Derrick Henry, you're getting a big, dynamic playmaker who can get to the next level and take it to distance on any given play. He is also a power game football player. I believe he's more than just a one-trick pony. I think he could play in any kind of system, and I think he would fit John Fox's philosophy of football 100%, where you're going to ground and pound, and you're going to win with defense, and you're going to make big plays down the field off the action game. I think Derrick Henry is better than what people have said he is in the passing game. In fact, Phil Savage, this from the Senior Bowl, thought he could transition and play the H-back role because he thought his hands were so good. Alabama didn't use him like that, Lauren. So I think if you're taking Derrick Henry, you're getting a game changer at running back. And then if you look at Austin Johnson, the big defensive lineman from Penn State, here's a big man at 300-plus pounds that could play that five technique, add competition to Ego Ferguson, who I know they like, but Austin Johnson will bring a young form of energy who fits in their defensive philosophy with long arms, big-bodied mauler, who's going to set the edge and bring a dominant force there. So you're going to get two solid football players to fill out two positions that you definitely need.
Well, certainly that combo pack would add a lot of strength to the Bears on both sides of the ball. Looking at the next combo pack, another Henry pops up in the second round, Hunter Henry, the tight end out of Arkansas. And then in the third round, the Bears would go with a small school defensive lineman here, Javon Hargrave from South Carolina State. Phil, not a lot of people know about Hargrave, but let's start with Henry. You know, what would this tight end add to the Chicago Bears? I mean, how is he like what they have, and how is he different from what they have? And then what about this small school kid on the defensive line?
Well, you look at Hunter Henry, and you're getting what most people consider the top tight end on the board. Kid can inline block, but he's definitely more of a down-the-field threat and a great pass catcher. He's got great speed. He'll offer what they were looking for, another big playmaker for the red zone where they struggled last year to help Cutler out. And with Zach Miller's injury history, you can't help but try to cover all the bases and get a lot of competition at that position to move forward in Dow Loggins' offense, and his philosophy is to use the tight end. So you would get the best tight end in the draft, add him to your roster. Then you go back and you look at this defensive lineman, Hargrave from South Carolina State. Now here's a guy that's about 6'2.5", almost 300 pounds, who just explodes out of his stance. You know, physical football player, surprised a lot of people. His conversation is all up and down the board. Some people have him in the first round. If you can get this kind of small school player that normally falls based on their level of competition interior, then you can add him to the mix with Ego Ferguson, Cornelius Washington, and these players, Mitch Unrein, to play the five technique. He can also slide inside and give you a lot of help there at the nose, Lauren. So he offers versatility because he is so twitchy and powerful at the point of attack.
Certainly that combo pick would do a lot to fill some needs that were vacated in the offseason this year, with Martellus Bennett leaving via trade and a number of defensive linemen leaving via free agency. Another combo pick that would really help the Bears defensive line is the next one on the list, starting with A'shaun Robinson, the defensive lineman from Alabama, who Many expected to be a first-round pick, and we had him in the conversation with the 11th overall pick before the Bears obviously traded up to the 9th spot to take Floyd. And then in the second round with Robinson, they pair him with another man in the trenches, getting Auburn's Sean Coleman to play left tackle of the future. He's the kid that overcame leukemia coming out of high school and now is on his way to being an NFL offensive tackle. Phil, obviously the emphasis with this combo pick is in the trenches, but what exactly are the Bears going to get for their offensive and defensive line with this combo?
Well, I can't praise A'shaun Robinson anymore. I think if you listened and you recognize talent, you recognize my feelings about what he could do for this defense. Exactly right, Lauren. We've talked about him and stressed about him being a possibility at the 11th pick. He's fallen to the second round. This kind of value at 6'4", 307, 310 pounds, who plays like he's 280, he's athletic, powerful, and strong, and was asked to take on double teams and be a two-gapper at Alabama, where in the Fangio scheme, there's a lot of underplay and one-gap responsibilities, where we really could see this kid shine when he's asked to be let loose and he's playing with other players that, you know, are older and could teach him the way. I just think that he would be a tremendous force. I've compared him to Justin Smith. I feel like he would dominate the point of attack, and the front seven now would just be stupendous with Hicks, Goldman, and Robinson to add to the outside linebackers, and also would be a tremendous help for your first round pick and Leonard Floyd, because Robinson would command double teams to help him get those free looks. Then you look at your third round pick and you're looking at Sean Coleman. Now, his story, number one, is a recognition of perseverance, because here's a player that's diagnosed with leukemia. It hits close to home to me, Lauren, because, you know, when I was 10 years old, my cousin was 11. He passed away from this disease. So personally, I recognize what it takes and what transpires with this. So to downgrade the player when he's fought himself back, here's an offensive lineman that's 6'6", 313 pounds. There's some great tape on him against our first round pick in Leonard Floyd, where Coleman really had the better of him and showcases the natural patience and anticipation with the kick slide. He understands the role that he's going to play, and I really think he'd be much higher value if he didn't have to have the struggle that he did. But he, you know, he's been cleared of it. Just an all-around great person and a great football player and a great story, and that would be something I feel like would be the cherry on top of what is a really good football player.
And Phil, obviously that combo pack could be a cherry on top for the first round pick of the Chicago Bears, but I know this next combo has a couple of guys that you're pretty big fans of too. First, in the second round, Jerron Reed, A'shaun Robinson's teammate at Alabama on that defensive line. I know he played some nose tackle, and he can also play some defensive end. And then in the third round, your number one wide receiver, Leonte Carew out of Rutgers. Those are two guys that I know you've been big fans of, so why specifically are you big fans of both of those guys, and what makes them a good combo pack to go after Leonard Floyd?
Well, you look at Jerron Reed, and now you're going to get a versatile defensive lineman who is country strong at 6'3", 310 pounds. He looks squattier than Robinson, but he really plays with arm extensions and good technique. He takes on the doubles. He's going to do the dirty work, but he also could go and slide down and be a really good, powerful nose that you could rotate in and out with Goldman. So if they both could play and flip-flop and play different positions on the five and then play the nose, and whoever wins in a rushing, obviously you saw Eddie Goldman had downgraded rushing, but when he got to Chicago, he showed a really good pass rush game. Obviously the coaching is going on. Jerron Reed would be a great matchup again to help free up your first round pick and give him those free looks. As far as the third round pick, I mean, this is close to my heart, Lauren. This guy, Leonte Carew, gets you fired up, because when you talk about a guy that wants the ball, I think of Steve Smith, a guy that just wants the ball. And I don't mean like in the huddle. I mean when the ball's in the air. This is a winner. This is a guy that's going to attack the football in the air, take a screen route, and take it the distance. I feel like he becomes a running back with the football. He catches everything thrown to him. You know, it's been reported that he's dropped 3 passes in his college career. That kind of athlete combined with those kind of hands, and we're talking about a guy that went up against Ohio State and Eli Apple, and he ate apple pie because he took him to school. And then after school left Apple for a teacher because he just, if you watch that tape, it's hard not to notice a talented football player and what he could do. And in Chicago, there's a huge need in the slot. And he could be a rotational piece of going into the slot, giving you the return game that you're looking for. Again, he runs like a running back, but has great possession hands. And what are possession hands? Those are hands that when you're in traffic and you're needing a first down, he's going to find a way to dive, get low, and catch the football on any way possible. And those type of move-the-chains players and someone like Carew would be a great pick for the Chicago Bears.
Well, certainly that combo pack makes me hungry, but the next combo pack has a couple of guys that are pretty hungry for the football themselves. Mackenzie Alexander, the cornerback out of Clemson in the second round, and then Hassan Ridgeway, the defensive lineman out of Texas in the third round. Those are a couple of aggressive defensive players, Phil. What do you think about this combo pack as far as putting that emphasis on that side of the ball?
I think Mackenzie Alexander is fired up in his house right now, doesn't know what to do with himself because he hasn't had his name called. This is a very prideful football player who really thinks of himself as he should as a lockdown corner. And Chicago has a need for corner. It's probably second on the list of needs or third. So the hole is there to create more competition and get better at the position. He could stress the starters and push somebody inside the nickel or the safety because I feel like he is a day one starting corner and come into your defense and help you out. And, you know, in Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell's defense, they play all different kinds of coverages. There's not just cover two. Everybody plays cover two. Cover three, man up. Depends on the opponent and the game plan for that week is how they're going to choose their matchups and how they do it. I think he gives you that corner that can lock down and cover people one-on-one, and that is a value pick. And then in the third round, you're talking about Hassan Ridgeway, a defensive tackle who came into Texas as an edge man, rush man, athlete. So he's moved down into defense onto the defensive line and has experience playing that five technique, and he could be talented enough and powerful and explosive enough to play the nose. I think his versatility would rule the day here with this player, and I think that he offers a heck of a lot more interior rush than he's been given credit for. I think the surrounding talent at Texas kind of hinders his game, and the study of the tape shows that he's a physical force at the point of attack that would help the Chicago Bears out. And in the third round, you're getting someone that's going to push to play, and that's what you're looking for in these next two rounds. You need to get starters, and I think Ridgeway could come in and give you that opportunity.
Well, that combo pack would certainly add a lot more to this defense in addition to what they already got with Leonard Floyd, but the Bears could turn and look to add to the offense in the second and third round, like in this next combo pack, starting with Jason Spriggs, the offensive tackle from Indiana, who could come in and be the Bears' left tackle of the future. And then in the third round, they double down on that side of the ball, taking Austin Hooper, the tight end out of Stanford. What do you think this would add to this Bears offense, and how much would these two players help quarterback Jay Cutler?
I think you're looking at Jason Spriggs right there. I mean, he's my number two ranked offensive tackle over Ronnie Stanley. Granted, I have Conklin at the right tackle position. So those guys went off the board. Decker went off the board. So you look at Spriggs here, and I feel as though he comes in day one and competes with Charles Leno. And what does competition do? It helps bring success to the whole squad. So Spriggs can push to play. I would think it would be a great pick for the offense if you wanted to go this way. I think that he offers versatility as one of the best athletes at the position. I compare him to Philadelphia Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson coming out. The testing numbers match the tape for me. I'm shocked that he's here in the second round. You get a steal there. And in the third round, you're looking at picking up a big tight end from Stanford and Austin Hooper. What he does for you is brings a level of ability in the red zone, a big red zone threat who can go up and grab the football, similar to what Zach Miller and what I talked about earlier in Hunter Henry. He gives you that same kind of football player, but he has a real technical savvy and willingness to block that I like. I think he's underrated in that category, and he'll give you a lot more of that. So he could be in the competition and be a rotational piece as a threat in the red zone and also push to end up becoming a starter down the road.
Certainly a lot of talent fell out of the first round and remains on the board here in the second round. And if one of those very talented players continues to fall and is on the clock when the Bears pick with the 41st overall selection, a guy like Miles Jack could be there. And he is the second round pick in the next combo pack, the linebacker out of UCLA, who many had as a top 10, even potentially top 5 pick for much of this draft process. But linebacker isn't necessarily the hugest need on this team, but certainly best player available comes into consideration there. And then matched up with him in the third round is another defensive lineman to sort of fill a need after taking a best player available in the second round with Matt Ioannidis, the defensive lineman out of Temple. Phil, I know you're a huge Ioannidis fan, and Jack is a big-time talent falling all the way down to 41. So what do you like about this pick to continue to bolster the defense?
Well, Lauren, I mean, when you look at Jack, this is our fourth best player on the big board. If you're at 41 and he's there, you know, obviously he's fallen based on health concerns by teams unwilling to take a chance on this football player. But according to Adam Schefter, the great Dr. Andrews down in Alabama is saying that he's not going to require microfracture surgery. So this has to uplift some spirits today when you're looking at this player in the second round. And let's just look at the tape. I mean, what he offers Vic Fangio as well as Donatell on the back end is scheme versatility and disguising coverages and blitz flexibility, because you can have two of the fastest players coming in off the edges or inside on X game stunts. You could do so much with these two versatile players. I'm referring to Leonard Floyd, your first round pick, and Miles Jack. I think if he's there, I don't know how you could pass him up because of what it can do for your future as well as the here and now, that it gives you so much everywhere. So Miles Jack would be a steal at this point for the Chicago Bears, and Ed Donatell and Vic Fangio would be dancing in the streets. As far as Matt Ioannidis in the third round, here's an ascending football player, a bring your lunch to work football player at the five technique. He's not going to win a race or somebody's, he's not going to be the first guy picked in the gym class to play basketball. But what he is going to do is come in to your defense, much like I compare him to Henry Anderson last year of Stanford, who went to Indianapolis. And you know how he did. I feel as though he becomes a push-to-start five technique that will push Ego Ferguson in the competition. And what that does for your defensive line will help everything go. So you would get a fire plug outside linebacker, safety, athlete, along with a lunch pail to work, physical force five technique. This would be a great combo to come out of the draft with.
Well, the next combo pick here addresses one of the needs that the Bears have talked about a lot, is adding speed to this to both the offense and the defense. So that starts in the second round here with wide receiver Sterling Shepard out of Oklahoma, who would be a complementary player both out of the slot and outside at wide receiver for the Bears. And then in the third round, they get a high-flying safety from Boise State, Darian Thompson, who's aggressive, comes down pretty hard against the run. Phil, what do you like about these two players to sort of help the back end of the defense and also the skill positions on the offense?
Well, when you look at Sterling Shepard, here's my number two ranked wide receiver. And much like Carew, he's a go up and get it and want a football player. Similar as well to Steve Smith. It was a 1A, 1B comparison with the two of them. Sterling Shepard gives you explosive, dynamic plays down the field, the same kind of move the change philosophy when you're talking about this player. He attacks the football. He makes great decisions with the football in his hand, like a running back. He gives that offense versatility because he can also take the ball in the backfield, become a running back. He is a runner and a receiver in one mold, but offers a lot of flexibility to your special teams, and he can punt return it. Return. So you're getting a lot of value in a player that will ultimately end up playing in the slot, but be able to be an X or a Y and give you that kind of aggressive downfield catcher for Jay Cutler. And it's been so long since you've had a slot receiver. Sterling Shepard would be a home run, in my opinion, with the 41st pick. Then you go in the third round, you look at Darian Thompson. Here's a big safety who's physical, who wants to get after it. I feel like, you know, the combine did a disservice to this football player because I timed him several times in the lower four fives. On my watch, at 6'2", 212 pounds, I feel like there's holes in every game, but here's a football player that can go after it and set the tone. He can go next to Adrian Amos, and they could be a 1-2 punch combination for the next 5 years. And he could, you know, be a rotational piece to begin with, get his feet wet, and then eventually take over for whoever's starting safety position. You know, it's still up for grabs, whether it's going to be role. Is it Jones Corte? Who's going to be playing that safety position next to him? I think Darian Thompson would be an excellent value pick at in the third round. Another Boise State guy.
And that leaves us with our last combo pick here, something a little bit out of left field, but something that we've already seen mocked the Chicago Bears by Sports Illustrated. That would be Michigan State quarterback Connor Cook with the 41st overall pick. Obviously, this is another pick that's looking towards the future. Connor's not going to be coming in to start at quarterback in this year or probably even not next year, but you take a guy now and develop him on the bench behind Jay Cutler, and then, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years down the line, you potentially have your starting quarterback of the future. And then in the third round, you pair him up with someone who's addressing more of a need with Bronson Kafusi out of BYU, who could come in and play the defensive line. He could play the five tech, but you could even rotate him outside a little bit and let him rush from the edge. So, Phil, this combo isn't the most traditional pick, but what do you like about Connor Cook that he could come in and be the quarterback of the Bears' future? And then what do you like about Kafusi as someone who could step in and contribute more in the immediate future for the Bears?
When you talk about Connor Cook, he's a big-time quarterback in the Big Ten. There's been a lot of stories written about him and concerns about his leadership skills, and I would honestly feel like that would be my concerns here. This is obviously not one of my favorite combo picks here. I think there's other needs than quarterback at the top of the second round. When I'm value, when we look at our board, Connor Cook isn't there. However, there can be a case made that if they feel as though this is the puzzle piece that you want to develop behind Jay Cutler, then the 6'4", 220-pound Connor Cook would be your pick. However, I feel as though there's better value here on the defensive side of the ball. And if you look in the third round in this pick, you're looking at a guy, Bronson Kafusi. You know, he could go up to second round at 6'8", almost, you know, 280 pounds. I project him as a five technique, you know, a poor man's DeForest Buckner out of Oregon. This guy can get after it. I really like the way he goes about. I know his dad is a coach on the squad and has brought this kid up to play. He's had 26 and a half career sacks at BYU. He can get after it. He's an older player because he did take a Mormon mission, but the traits and the size and the length, all of this screams Vic Fangio and Ryan Pace and what they've been talking about. I think that you're getting a good football player, and your value there in the third round would be phenomenal for the Chicago Bears.
Well, certainly there's no guarantee that any of these players are going to be available when the Bears are on the clock, but this is a healthy exercise that I'm sure Ryan Pace and John Fox have been going through even over the last couple weeks, trying to look at potential combinations in the second and third round. So, Bears fans, be sure to vote on BearsWire.com which combo pack you prefer. There's a lot of great options for the Chicago Bears in the second and third round, and it'll be exciting to see where they go with their second and third round picks.